I'm one of those people with a wall-to-wall schedule, I'm afraid, and maybe like you. There's just, like, no time in there for Murphy's Law, no time for anything to go wrong. Occasionally, Mr. Murphy still visits me. Some years ago, I was on an overseas assignment for a youth ministry in New Zealand. I can't get much farther from home than that, and I had booked a lot of meetings for as soon as I returned, which is typical of my crazy schedule. Oh, boy, as soon as I get back, we'll have this meeting and that meeting. Well, the problem was that while I was in New Zealand, all the DC-10s in the world were grounded. There was some kind of a flaw or defect, and they grounded all those planes. So I was stuck with about 4,000 other Americans in New Zealand, because guess what flies out of New Zealand for the most part? Well, back then, at least, DC-10s. Oh, man, I was frustrated. I wanted to get out of there. I needed to get back. I had a schedule. Well, somebody offered me a home, and they said, look, this home is vacant right now. Why don't you go in there and take it until you can get a plane? So the next morning, I woke up all frustrated and anxious. But I went to sleep that night very excited and very much at peace. Now, you may be stuck in a situation right now. You're frustrated by a detour from the plan, like I was. Well, like me, stranded 10,000 miles away from home, you may be about to learn a wonderful secret. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the detour is the main road. I've been asking God for some time prior to my New Zealand stranded experience for some time to stop and just reflect. I said, Lord, I just need to stop and get in a room somewhere for a day or two with just you and my Bible and a legal pad. Yep, God took me 10,000 miles to stop me so I could have what I had been asking for. I woke up that morning in New Zealand saying, well, I'm not going anywhere. And when I realized that, then I realized I could meet with the Lord there. And boy, did I ever. In fact, I couldn't write fast enough. After I spent some extended hours with him, my legal pad was going. I thought I was going to overheat and melt down from the ideas he was giving me. I couldn't write them down fast enough. Well, you know, he works that way with his kids, and he has for a long time. Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 to 3, our word for today from the Word of God. It says, in the third month after the Israelites left Egypt, they came to the desert of Sinai. And they entered the desert of Sinai, and Israel camped there in the desert in front of a mountain. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain. And verse 11 says, on the third day, the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. Now, Mount Sinai wasn't on the way to the Promised Land. From where they were, it was a detour. It was a southern detour. I'm sure I might have said, hey, wait, this isn't the way to Canaan. But God detoured them to meet them dramatically at Sinai and to give them the Ten Commandments and a historic revelation from him. What appeared to be a detour is actually the main road. Now, God will often take you on a sudden detour from your course so you can see him better. For a spirit-led follower of Christ, there's destiny in each detour. Something God wants to do in your life that can only be done by slowing you down, stopping your relentless forward progress. Have you had any detours lately? Maybe your health, your finances, a dream that's on hold, a relationship that meant a lot is coming apart. Even daily detours, when your schedule gets interrupted by someone or something that just drops in. Well, remember, when God directs you to a sidetrack, that's no accident. He wants to meet you there. God's sidetracks are often God's Sinai's. Trust that today's unplanned diversions are really part of the plan. Remember, when God is leading his people, the detour is really the main road.